Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making Babies: A Proven 3-Month Program for Maximum Fertility is a fertility and women's health guide written by reproductive endocrinologist Sami S. Say David and acupuncturist Jill Blakeway. It was published in 2009 and presents an integrative approach to conception that combines Western reproductive medicine with traditional Chinese medicine, lifestyle changes, and targeted self-care. The book is aimed at readers trying to conceive, especially those who want to understand possible causes of infertility and explore practical steps before or alongside assisted reproduction. Its central idea is that fertility is shaped not only by diagnosis and treatment, but also by broader health patterns such as stress, nutrition, circulation, hormonal balance, and overall vitality. The authors organize their advice around a 3-month program and a set of fertility types, creating a framework that is both clinical and individualized. Rather than offering a single universal plan, the book argues for matching intervention to the body's condition and reproductive profile. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a combined Western and Chinese medicine model for fertility care. The book stands out because it does not treat fertility as purely a Western medical problem or purely an alternative medicine issue. Instead, it builds its approach around the idea that reproductive health can benefit from combining reproductive endocrinology with traditional Chinese medicine principles. That matters because infertility often has multiple layers: hormonal, structural, immune, and lifestyle related. The authors argue that modern fertility medicine can be effective, but sometimes becomes overly dependent on aggressive procedures too early. Their response is not to reject medical treatment, but to place it inside a broader framework that also considers body balance, energy patterns, and daily habits. This hybrid model is one of the book's most distinctive features. It tries to make fertility care more individualized by showing how acupuncture, nutrition, and stress reduction can complement testing, medication, and assisted reproduction. Readers are therefore encouraged to think less in terms of one treatment path and more in terms of coordinated support across different systems of care. Secondly, the five fertility types is a framework for personalization. A major organizing idea in the book is the classification of readers into five fertility types: tired, dry, stuck, pale, and waterlogged. This framework draws from Chinese medicine and is intended to help people recognize patterns rather than simply isolated symptoms. The value of that approach is practical. Two people may both be told they have trouble conceiving, but their underlying conditions and likely interventions may be quite different. By mapping fertility problems onto these types, the book gives readers a way to connect bodily signs with possible treatment strategies. It also encourages self-observation, which can be useful for people who feel lost in a clinical process dominated by test results and procedures. At the same time, the system reflects the book's broader philosophy. Fertility is not treated as a single mechanical function, but as something affected by energy, moisture, circulation, and vitality. Whether one accepts the diagnostic model literally or uses it as a heuristic, the typology is central to how the book turns abstract fertility advice into a more tailored program. Thirdly, 3-month preparation as the core method for improving conception chances. The title's 3-month program is not just a marketing hook. It is the book's main method for changing fertility conditions before conception attempts or treatment cycles. The authors treat this period as a preparation phase in which readers can improve health markers that may influence reproductive success. The structure makes the advice feel actionable because it narrows the focus to a defined time frame instead of presenting fertility improvement as an indefinite lifestyle project. Within that period, the book emphasizes sleep, stress management, nutrition, and targeted adjustments based on fertility type. The logic is that eggs, hormones, and the reproductive environment respond over time, so a short but consistent intervention may create a more favorable starting point. This design also suits readers who are already considering assisted reproduction and want to strengthen their baseline before proceeding. The 3-month format gives the book a strong sense of sequence: assess, adjust, and then decide whether more intervention is needed. That sequencing is one reason the book has appeal for readers who want a structured plan rather than a broad list of general wellness tips. Fourthly, detailed attention to common infertility causes beyond one diagnosis. The book addresses infertility as a multifactorial problem, rather than reducing it to a single explanation. It discusses common categories such as hormonal and endocrine issues, structural or anatomical problems, infections, immune system issues, and general health concerns. This breadth is important because many fertility books focus almost entirely on either lifestyle optimization or a narrow medical diagnosis. Here, the reader is shown that conception problems can arise from several interacting causes and that no single strategy will fit everyone. That approach also reflects the author's clinical background. They do not deny the importance of medical workups, but they want readers to think more broadly about what can interfere with conception. The book's practical value lies in helping readers understand why a fertility problem may persist, even when one factor has been addressed. But then, it also explains why a person might need different kinds of intervention at different stages. By organizing the material this way, the book creates a bridge between diagnosis and action, giving readers a clearer sense of how various causes may shape treatment decisions and expectations. Lastly, unusual but practical interventions alongside conventional treatment. One reason the book attracts attention is its willingness to include unconventional suggestions alongside standard fertility care. It discusses strategies such as acupuncture, nutritional changes, over-the-counter cough medicine, low-dose aspirin in some contexts, and adjustments to fertility drug dosing under medical supervision. These recommendations make the book more than a general wellness guide, because they reflect an effort to identify small but potentially meaningful interventions that can support conception. The authors are careful, at least structurally, to place these ideas within an overall program rather than presenting them as standalone fixes. For readers, this can be useful because it expands the range of questions they bring to their clinicians and makes fertility treatment feel more collaborative. The downside is that some readers may find the book's critique of conventional fertility medicine too broad. Still, its willingness to explore edge case tactics and combine them with structured care is a defining feature of the book's practical identity. In conclusion, Making Babies is best suited for readers who want a fertility guide that is both medically informed and open to complementary approaches. It will be most useful for women trying to conceive, couples navigating infertility, and readers who want to understand how lifestyle, stress, nutrition, and bodily patterns may interact with reproductive treatment. The book can also help people who feel overwhelmed by the pace and technicality of fertility medicine by giving them a clearer framework for self-assessment and preparation. Compared with many books in this genre, it stands out for its explicit blending of reproductive endocrinology and traditional Chinese medicine, its fertility type system. It tries to organize fertility improvement into a concrete sequence of diagnosis, personalization, and action. That makes it distinctive among conception guides, especially for readers who want a more integrated perspective without abandoning conventional medicine entirely. Its value lies in expanding the conversation about fertility rather than replacing one model with another. If you would like to support Sami S. David, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.